A U.S.-based ministry is attacking gang activity head-on. Sponsors are needed for a school in India, and Little League will keep boys surrounded by people who love Christ in the Dominican Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A federal judge in the U.S. has struck down parts of Arizona's controversial immigration law. Increased drug trafficking and gang activity fueled the debate. The question is, how can it be stopped? One Hope's founder and president, Bob Hoskins, says Christ can.
It's primarily young people that are involved. Since One Hope's calling is to take God's word to the children and youth and affect their destiny, we said, how can we reach these young people that are caught up in these gangs? And that was the motivation behind what we call now On Tus Manos.
The film's the story of a gang member who falls in love with a Christian girl who's forced to kill the girl's father, a pastor. Hoskins says it's a great tool.
Most of these gangs, they won't go to church. It's hard for a pastor or a Christian witness to penetrate them. But when they hear about the film, it's their story.
They open their hearts. Since May, 700,000 have already seen it in Mexico and Colombia. Elsewhere, a building that would double as a home and a church was almost finished when it came under attack. Voice of the Martyrs Canada says young people attacked the home church in Vietnam during a worship service. The new walls were smashed and a lot destroyed. Local Christians believe the attackers were spurred on by public officials who encouraged the same youth to steal over $3,000 from the church last month. Pray that believers would continue to worship anyway. You're listening to Mission Network News. In 2008 and 2009, Christians all over India's Orissa state were targeted. Although attacks have subsided, persecution still is alive and well. Worldwide Christian schools experienced this firsthand when a Hindu landlord evicted the students of New Life Academy in December. But in the last 7 months, God has provided all the funding for a new school and the building's finally complete. Now all that's needed are sponsors. Visit our website to sponsor one of these kids. Next, there are more than 2,000 languages worldwide without the Bible. It's one less today, though. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Mike Brown, speaking from Papua, Indonesia, says the Kimiyal recently dedicated scripture in their language. He says while MAF flew people in to celebrate, they also helped leading up to the dedication.
MAF had been part of their support throughout the years, bringing them into their place of service, supplying them as they were working on the translations, and then the final flights were to bring the Bibles in to give to the people.
Since many languages are spoken in areas only reached by small planes, MAF is vital to Bible translation. But it's a challenge because aviation gasoline is scarce.
Avgas is very expensive. I believe it's over $13 a gallon right now here in Papua to get it here.
MAF is transitioning to jet fuel burning planes like the Kodiak, which will reduce costs. You can adopt a plane for $1 a day. We have a link at our website. And in the Dominican Republic, most boys are basically fatherless. Without a good male role model, many who are part of the Compassion International program leave it behind as young teens. But Kathy Redmond says Compassion's new Little League program should help counteract that.
So something like this is to provide an incentive for them to stay in, and it's also to mentor them, to teach them character, to teach them leadership, to teach them what it's like to be a real man.
It looks like this will indeed be an incentive to stay. When the Little Leaguers receive gifts from Major League Baseball player Albert Pujols,
they couldn't contain themselves. I mean, they smiled from ear to ear. They've never had anything new. They've never had anything that fits them. And here they were being outfitted with Nike cleats, sliding shorts, an entire uniform, batting gloves, everything that they could have ever wanted to play baseball.
Pray the program will help grow kids up as Christians with strong character. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slava Gospel Association is giving away the free book Scientists Who Find God by Eric Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.